11 regional companies submitted bids, all of which came in under the estimated $12.75 million for the construction phase of the Commons project. Weddle Brothers of Bloomington came in as the lowest base bidder at $10.69 million. However, Director of Columbus Redevelopment Commission Ed Curtin says construction of the Commons doesn't necessarily go to the lowest bidder.
We asked the Board of Works to take these under advisement, and the process we're in right now is having the architect, the owner's rep, myself, the city attorney, reviewing the documents that were provided to us.
The Columbus Board of Works decides which company will be awarded the contract. Curtin expects the review process to take 2 to 3 weeks. Even with lower than expected construction bids, Curtin says he's not sure it will translate into any savings on the project.
As a normal part of construction, there are things that change or pieces that need to be added to the project. So we'll have a contingency that will be part of that. And so it isn't, unfortunately, a cut and dried, okay, well, we're going to have X number of dollars left over.
Curtin did not say whether project savings would be applied to the $9 million taxpayers are expected to contribute to the Commons. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.